This is KCUR. The American Indian artists showing their work at the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art in Overland Park have strong things to say about America today. It might surprise viewers who think they know what Native American art looks like. KCUR CJ Janavi reports.
In one gallery is a sculpture by Douglas Miles. It's a stack of vintage suitcases and a rusty metal gas can, each painted with stenciled black and white figures. Some are armed. One of them looks like Jesus on a cross. It seems as if Miles is flipping a middle finger to a history of forced relocation. Nearby, a painting by Brad Callhammer fills almost an entire wall. On one side is a snake-like, cartoony totem pole. On the other side is a pile of skulls, eagles, vaguely familiar pop culture faces, and a couple of girls in bikinis.
Brad's history is different from what many people might perceive as a traditional Native American artist background.
That's the Nerman's director, Bruce Hartman.
He moved to New York City in 1982, and he was very much a part of the Lower East Village scene, the culture there. Artists like Jean-Michel Basquiat, Keith Haring, the graffiti artist.
Across town, as the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art gears up for its next blockbuster exhibit, featuring centuries of art by Plains Indians, the Nerman has become a destination in its own right.
At the beginning, we did not have the intention of creating, you know, one of the most significant collections for a major contemporary art museum. But 11 years later, that's what had occurred.
Hartman grew up in Lee's Summit in the 1960s. Neither of his parents had an art background, but, he says, they became obsessed with collecting American Indian art.
And this is at a time when most major museums treated it as purely an ethnographic curiosity.
So when it was time to build up the Nerman's collection, Hartman knew where to look. The museum now has 130 works by 95 Native American artists. They are reinterpreting and reinventing cultural traditions. For example, there's Donald Babe Hemlock, a Mohawk who grew up in Brooklyn. He was a fourth-generation iron worker.
The Mohawk were these renowned iron workers, fearless about working 30, 40 stories in the air, walking those iron girders. And many Native Americans really helped build places like Rockefeller Center, like the Empire State Building, the Chrysler Building.
When Hemlock started making art, he updated the baby carriers known as cradle boards. He built his cradle boards out of traditional materials such as wood and beaver fur, but he also painted them to depict his unique perspective from high above Times Square.
In the distance, you see all the traffic, the people on the street. You see a depiction on one of the billboards of the Lone Ranger movie with Johnny Depp. But he very much wanted reflected in an adjacent building to show the Lone Ranger from the early TV series. And he's really addressing stereotypes and identity issues. You know, we feel very fortunate to have that piece in our collection, to be able to have that here in the Midwest, in the Kansas City area.
And now, it's not just Kansas City that gets to see this art. Hartman says curators at major museums are asking to borrow works from the Nerman's collection. One of those is the Nelson, which is showing four photographs from Wendy Red Star in its Plains Indians exhibition. When that show closes in January, it's on to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. CJ Janavi, KCUR News.